let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's book, The Little Red House by Nancy Armstrong, is a story about a little boy who learns that everything that is fun cannot always be found in a toy box or even in a book. A story about a little red house with no windows, no doors, and a star inside. A wonderful story about the love and trust a mother has for her son, about always believing in yourself and that anything is possible. Nancy Armstrong has been an educator for over 20 years. Raised on a farm in Kansas, she enjoyed and experienced many beautiful days roaming the countryside, exploring and learning about nature. The first time she heard this story, it captured her heart, and she envisioned herself on such a quest. Nancy was in the second grade when she first told the story with felt board characters. As a teacher, she tells the story every year in September when it's Apple Festival time, and she feels it's a wonderful story that needs to be shared with other teachers to use in their classrooms. Nancy Armstrong, author of The Little Red House, our guest on This Week in America. Nancy and friends with us on the program. Nancy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to get your friends with you on your program. The video version, you might have seen one of Nancy's closest friends just walking in the background there as we're taping this. Skype version is available on YouTube. You can go to our channel, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos and see the interview, the conversation we're having with Nancy. This is such a well-done book, and it really, on a number of levels, we'll talk about during the course of the program, but tell me a little bit more about the book. I did a brief synopsis there, but this is a beautiful story that's really a meaningful one for you, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. This is a story that just, it made, when I first heard the story, it just touched me because I could relate to it. It just felt so personal. And in just over the years and deciding teaching was what I wanted to do, I decided it needed to be published because it was just so easy to relate to it, being about an apple. And most kids, it's part of their daily or weekly, I hope, snacks.
Yes.
And something they can relate to personally themselves. Sorry, another friend. But it just... It works at so many levels and so many different classes. Yes. And science, math, everything, that it was just important to me to put it on paper and put it out there so that other teachers could use it as well.
The book is The Little Red House by Nancy Armstrong, our guest on the program. Book available at stratton-press.com. Amazon will give you all that information as we go through the program. Talk about the inspiration to write the book. You know, knowing the story and telling it, now you've decided to write a book. So you need to write the book. You need an illustrator. You need a publisher. What inspired you to actually go through with the process and to share the story with literally thousands of people worldwide?
Well, what encouraged me were the illustrations. I live in a very small town here in Kansas and go to a fairly nice sized church. And one of the teenagers there was very interested in art, did a lot of drawings and paintings and entered contests with them. And I gave her my book to read and said, would you be interested in doing the cover for me? And she said, I'd like to just do the illustrations. We sat down for maybe at half an hour, talked about the book. She came back with 2 weeks later, she came back with the illustrations. And it was like she was just inside my head. Joni was only 14 years old when she did the illustrations. Wow. For this book. And I wanted to publish it for her more than anything. Obviously, it's been a few years. She's now an adult and with a real job. And We've been trying to do interviews and things together, but her schedule and mine don't match always. But it was her and her her brilliance. I mean,
Yes.
the illustrations are just so endearing. I just had to find a way to do this.
You know, it's interesting because people will look all over sometimes to find the right illustrator to make sure they understand the essence of the story, the message you're trying to get across. You find someone not only locally in your church, but someone who's very young, who sort of on her own takes the story and knows exactly where you're going with it. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Amazing, amazing. When she brought me photo for the illustrations and I was looking through them, I didn't change a thing. I mean, she just was inside my head, but she's also a farm girl. And so I think she pulled a lot from her own memories and schema about how farmers live and how the country is laid out. Kansas is known for being very flat, but we've got a lot of hills too here and there. And I think she just put her own memories into the
Yes.
pictures as well. So.
The book is The Little Red House by Nancy Armstrong, our guest on the program, Joni Patterson is the illustrator on the book. Does that help the authenticity of the story? I mean, this is your story, so you know where the story is coming from. She shares that. I mean, being a Kansas girl just like you and understanding the meaning of the story. How important was that both of you were on the same page from the very beginning? In fact, you didn't have to put her on the page. She was there from the onset.
It was really awesome because as an educator, you hope to inspire and challenge and just I've worked with different ages of children, never taught anyone 14. I've kept my career at the younger ages, but that doesn't take away from wanting to help and inspire and encourage kids. And that was really it was really one of the things that was important to me was this was someone who wanted to do this. So just giving her a shot to do it. And then she did such an amazing job that I just had to follow through to just share this with her.
Well,
So.
yes, and the book is The Little Red House. Nancy Armstrong is the author, our guest on the program, available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all the usual places. We'll give you a rundown of those before we conclude the conversation today, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the decision to publish it now. You said that was a few years ago when you wrote the book. Boy, now seems like sort of a perfect time as we try to get back in touch with ourselves and our surroundings. Why now? What was the decision like to okay, I'm going to publish it and I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it.
Well, Stratton Publisher is someone I had submitted the book to back when I first wrote it. They offered me a contract to do it then, and it just didn't work for me at the time. Some things people don't tell you is that publishing a book is a lot out of pocket,
Yes.
and I was raising two kids, and it just didn't fall into place for me. And now, 16 years later, my life is different. My children are grown. I'm no longer supporting them. And they called me and said, "You know what? It's time to put out some family books out there. Would you be interested in doing it now?" And to be perfectly honest, with COVID happening last year, I was working from home. And it just seemed like the right time. I was looking for something to occupy my time with, and it just all fell into place.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned COVID. How will this book make a difference in children's lives, do you think? We're not where we were 6 or 7 months ago, but we're not back to normal and not sure normal will ever get back to what we were a couple of years ago. How will this impact the young people's lives? I mean, you deal with them on a daily basis.
Well, children right now are seeing a whole nother type of world that we could ever have even imagined.
Yes.
We do so in our school in Kansas, and most of the Kansas schools, we're doing everything electronically. We're not putting paper in front of children because we can't touch it for 3 days. not able to pass it back and forth with each other. They can't touch something that somebody else has just touched. They're learning, I mean, wearing a mask for them, that's just routine. It's just routine. And adults are struggling. It's like, oh, I forgot my mask. And theirs is always with them. I'm hoping that this book gets them outside with a purpose. To go outside and ride a bicycle, play ball, that's awesome. Get them outside. But to go outside and explore, take those walks with their parents, even if it's just through the park walking trail, looking for different things. Just, I'm hoping to inspire them to notice nature again and appreciate what we do have and protect it. And that's another reason the illustrations are so important, because it does make the country look like a place you want to be and go and explore. So I'm hoping that it impacts the kids in that way and want them to get out and explore outside again.
Well, it's a wonderful story, one that motivated you when you first heard the story years ago. And one thing I mentioned in the beginning, you want to get the attention not only of the young people, but teachers as well, because this really, on a number of levels, is a great story for them to use, to read, to talk about in their classroom, just like you do every year at the beginning of the school year. From an educational standpoint, why is this book important? Why are you hopeful that that teachers and homeschoolers will get copies of the book and study and read these?
Well, the book, I wrote it with a different vocabulary words. He's going on a quest, not an adventure. We're using words like cottages and not just the house next door. Many different things with vocabulary that when you can build a child's vocabulary and you're doing it through the joy of reading, the retention is there and they're more apt to use those words. In the math, there's so many things you can do with this story from, sorry, Tinker had to come back into the picture. From graphing, you can do all sorts of things with, I mean, in preschool, when I am with my preschool students, just simply counting. We do taste tests, so we talk about the senses, and we listen to the apple as we cut it. We smell the apple. We taste the apple. We do like taste tests, and then we graph our favorites and we post those outside and ask the other classes to do the same. In Kansas, the apple festival time is a big deal. You don't think of Kansas with a lot of apples, but we do. We have apple festivals several weekends with different organizations in September, and it's just a great lead into that, which then leads us into the pumpkin and the harvest. With it being on the farm, he talks to a farmer, talk a little bit about what's being harvested and when. Talking about seasons is very appropriate with this book. There's just so much with not just math, but science. We plant seeds. We do artwork with apples, and we literally build an apple tree with apple prints, and then we use prints with different vegetables, different things. It's just, there's so much to do and so much to explore. I use this book for it. It's a month-long theme that I have, and at one point wanted to put some of my masters in the back of the book for parents to use with their kids.
Yes.
And we may do that still.
You know, I think that's a good idea because as you're talking, this is what you're saying is so instructive for parents. You can read the book with your child. The child can read the book to you. You do it together. And it brings about all these different types of conversations and points as you're going through the book. And you've got it. You've got like a curriculum all laid out for that you could go through and use this book to make so many valid points. And for kids in so many different parts of the country, this is probably their first touch with life on a farm, especially, you know, a Kansas farm and all that it entails and everything that's in the environment in Kansas. It's just it's a remarkable story, so well told and illustrated. What's the age group? You mentioned working with preschoolers. What age group do you work with?
I think this book is appropriate for any child who's 4 years old up until second and third grade. There's a lot of things you can touch on with even second and third graders. It's a sweet story about a boy who's about that age. So, they can relate to that. The, problem solving, the how we get from here to there, the relationships he has with the people that he meets are all very appropriate for even third graders. I have taught up to fourth and fifth grade, and I read them the book the year I taught with them, and even they enjoyed it. Even they thought it was awesome. So I think that any age child,
yes,
who it can relate to this. And I know we've got a lot of delayed readers out there that are in, you know, fifth and sixth grade that are really just reaching this level for whatever challenges they had met earlier. And it's still a story that they can read and find a connection with. And so I really hate to put an age on the story, because it's relatable to even adults.
I was going to say, as parents are reading it, they may learn something too. Like, you know, life was a lot simpler back when we were back on, you know, on the farm, or in those days when you could actually sort of slow things down and walk outside and enjoy what's out there. I mentioned a few minutes left in the program, but how important that is for children to believe in themselves, that anything is possible. And that's really important, I would think, at an early age. That's not too early to start teaching that, is it?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
The book is so well done. Again, it's receiving excellent reviews, The Little Red House by Nancy Armstrong, our guest on the program. I mentioned that Stratton-Press.com, they're the publishers. You get the book there, Amazon, the other places. Where would you send people to get the book? Is basically wherever you can buy books, you can pick up a copy of The Little Red House.
Well, I'd love to say that. Right now, Barnes & Noble has it, and they have it online as well as in a lot of their stores. I would direct people to Amazon first. They're getting books within 3 days from Amazon, and so I encourage you to go there. I know that Stratton Publishing is also taking orders, but I think I didn't double check this fact, but I think it's for orders of 10 or more. But to do orders to get them quickly, I would direct you to Amazon.
Well, and everybody thinks if you're traveling and listening in the car or just listening, a mobile device, whatever, that streaming it, all of a sudden you're like, I can't remember all of this. Amazon, you can remember. We remember Amazon for everything, and certainly for books. So that's where you'll find a copy of The Little Red House. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon page that has Nancy's book there. So much went into this book, and the payoff is really so many young people being taught a very important message at an early age. Are you writing something else now?
Actually, I am. I hope to have my second book out by the end of this year, and there even may be a third.
Fantastic.
I've so many ideas. And this has been a very awesome adventure. So
Well, you've done such a wonderful job with this. I'm glad to hear that there will be more, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the new book coming out maybe at the end of the year. The book is, this book, Nancy Armstrong is the author. It's The Little Red House. What was this like? You mentioned all of this. You wrote the book. The timing wasn't right. You go back years later. You publish it. When you first saw that book, all of this that went into this, the meetings you had with Joni and putting all of the illustrations, the text together, when you picked up a copy for the first time, I bet that's a feeling that will stay with you forever.
It is. It is. And I have to admit, as I was flipping through the pages, all I could think about is I can't wait to get my mom a copy. Only because she has been in the country all her life. And when I told her I was going to do this, she was very excited for me. And I just wanted to be able to hand her that copy and show her the finished product. But more than anything, you're never too old to see a dream come true.
Yes,
I'm living proof of that. So just that's what I tell my students. You keep following that dream and don't give up on it. And it's an awesome ride. It can be an awesome adventure.
Well, that has to be an adventure that's continuing. And it all started with felt board characters. Do people even know what felt board characters are anymore? I, like you, grew up with felt board characters. I'm not sure anybody uses those anymore.
Well, no, not with magnetic boards now and with so much electronics. And you can make your own, you know, what do they call them? Emojis. So, yeah, and there's so many games where you can build an avatar and walk them through your own settings that you can. No, felt board stories aren't being told. Maybe in preschools, maybe in private homes, but not in the public schools anymore.
Well,
and that's sad because they're a lot of fun.
It's sad. That was a great way to get started, and it started this journey for you. The journey has ended up in The Little Red House. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Stratton-Press.com, and you can go to our website, get all of that information. Nancy Armstrong is the author and our guest on the program. Nancy, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success of the Little Red House. I mean, it's amazing the story is out there impacting so many people. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the next book when it comes out. No pressure, but when it comes out, we'd love to love to chat again on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
It has been a lot of fun. The Little Red House by Nancy Armstrong, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.